Rideshare Sean again. Today is Sunday, August 20th, 2023. And I'm headed home right now. I just dropped off my last rider in Ruskin. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure Ruskin is in Hillsborough County, Florida. Hey Google, what county is Ruskin in?
Ruskin is located in Hillsborough County.
It is in Hillsborough County. So, Way says 27 minutes away. So, I just dropped off my last rider in Ruskin, and I had to come over the Skyway Bridge, which is $1.16 now, but Uber is going to reimburse me for that. I completed 4 trips today, and I made just over $101. And I don't have to go back to work. Well, I don't have to drive again for Uber until Wednesday. So that, I think that's the 23rd of August, 2023. It's very important that when you're driving for Uber, that you decide before you start driving ahead of time what rides you're going to take and what rides you're not going to take. You can't just take every single ride that Uber pitches to you. So just because a request comes through the app does not mean you accept it. I would say that if you, those guidelines, I thought they were mandatory, but they're just guidelines. The cancellation rate, they like for you to cancel less than 10% of your calls. That's Uber. And Uber also likes you to accept more than 90% of the calls. Now those are requests that are sent to your phone. So those are the rate. Now you can see, if you go to my website, rideshare-driver.blog, the acceptance rate and the cancellation rates are both just guidelines. As an Uber driver or any type of driver, you need to be able to cancel and you need to be able to decline any ride that comes to your phone. Like, for example, I send every rider before, as soon as I accept their request, I send them this message that's on the miscellaneous page of my website, rideshare-driver.blog. Every rider gets that. Now, used to, before Trip Radar and Upfront Pricing came out, if a man, woman, or child in any party had any type of drink in their hand, I wouldn't talk to them. I would just cancel the request and go right on to the next call. I would do that all the time. But now, since, you know, Upfront Pricing and Trip Radar came out, I cancel a lot less calls. I mean, like, maybe out of 100, maybe I'll cancel like 1 or 2, but nothing like I used to. Everybody still gets the no drink message, but like, when I'm going to a customer and I see that they have a drink, I'm a lot less likely now to cancel that call based on a drink, because I can see that this is a $20 request, or, you know, this is a big request. I'm not canceling this call. Before Trip Radar and Upfront Pricing were a thing, if I saw a man, a woman, a child with a drink in their hands, I would immediately just cancel the call. Immediately. But now I don't cancel as much. So I have a much lower cancellation rate, but my acceptance rate is really off the charts. Because I make the choice ahead of time whether or not I'm going to accept, you know, which calls I'm going to, for example, I like trips that go to Tampa International Airport. The reason why I like those trips is because I don't, that's the only, Tampa International Airport is the only place where I don't go offline after a call. So like, the next request I'll take, so if I get, just get to the airport, then the next request I take, usually it goes to Pinellas County also, and I'll take that request. But I decline trips there also if they don't fit my criteria. They need to fit the criteria that I have at that moment. And if they don't, then I decline them. So I might, you know, like, decline a whole bunch of calls at the airport. Like, many times at the airport, I'll decline a lot of requests. I decline, decline, decline. And what happens when I decline? They go right to another driver immediately. Now, I might decline, you know, like four or five, and then, you know, like, since I'm not, since I didn't accept any requests at the airport, you know, after 5 minutes, after I go around twice, I automatically just leave, no matter what. So, if I don't pick up somebody from the airport, then I need to pick up somebody probably from downtown St. Pete or St. Pete Beach. But sometimes it does happen, but usually I just pick up a call. Like, I brought somebody to Tampa International Airport today, and I went around the airport, like, I think once, and I got a request for a Clearwater Beach call. So I took that rider to Clearwater Beach. That was like a $20 request, and then that rider tipped me $10 cash. Well, not cash, but in the app, $10, which is awesome. It's raining crazy right now, but today is Sunday, so I don't have to work for the next 2 days, and I get to eat a steak tonight, so I'm going to Walmart for the first. Before I go home. But anyway, so I just wanted to say, like, when I get home, like, this is what I do when I get home. I think in the, I gave my morning routine on YouTube. So this is what I do when I get home every night from God through. The first thing I do when I get in the house, I have to pee, of course. So I pee, and then I take my vitamins. There's like 8 of them now, and then I ride the Peloton for 30 minutes since June 19th of this year, since June.
That is 8:58 p.m. A little later than usual, but whatever. I'm all done.
So this is the second shower of the day. So I'm just rinsing the sweat off me. And then after I'm through with that, then I go eat. And tonight it'll be a steak and a salad. And then after I'm done with that, after I'm done eating, then I go to my room for the rest of the night. And I edit video, and then I post it on YouTube, and I post it on TikTok, and then I go to sleep, and then wake up the next day and do it all over again. Of course it stopped raining, now that I need to get to my car. I got this from a rider like 2 years ago. It's a Nautica umbrella. And I keep it under my front seat. It's pretty handy. Whenever I need an umbrella, it's there. I put some Velcro on it, and it sticks to the floor. That's pretty cool. So there was a little bit of money left over on the food stamp card. So I just now used it, and I got some blueberries. And They didn't have any Chick-fil-A sauce, so I got barbecue this time. Oh, I forgot to dump up my water. Alright, now I'm headed back to exit 224. This Walmart is off of exit 220. I'll be back here tomorrow. Man, I gotta say, I really love this backup camera. You have no idea how much you use a backup camera until you don't have it anymore. When I changed for the second time the ABS actuator pump in this car, something happened with the head unit and it completely disabled the whole entire head unit. So that backup camera wasn't working anymore. Now it was driving me crazy. So I found one on eBay that was used, a head unit. It was crazy expensive. It was like $400 and I could have got like, you know, like a brand new, like, aftermarket unit for this car, but I just wanted something that worked, so I bought this, right? It was like $400. I put it on a credit card and I looked it up on YouTube how to replace it. I took the old one out and put this one in and it worked perfectly, and I got my backup camera back and everything else that didn't work for a very long time. Like, there's this thing I depended on. I really liked it. It tells you, like, when you look on the navigation thing in my car, it tells you what road you're on in that moment, right then. And you wouldn't think that's a big deal, right? But that is a huge deal. So that came back. And, oh yeah, and also, like, I was not able to play CDs that I burnt myself. I wasn't able to play those in the car either. And that came back too. And when I got this new head unit, it had like 3 CDs still in it from the last person. Okay, this is the Bantu camera that I use all the time to record everything. It's pretty handy. And I've had it for, since 2019. And I ran it up in here. You just have to do this once. And if I could do it, anybody could do it. And I ran it here. And then I popped open that little plastic piece and I ran it down there, and then I ran it in that rubber piece, this thing, and I ran it down there. popped up that piece. And you can see the cord. I ran it there, and then I ran under this mat. Then I ran it there. And then over to this power thing. And I've had it running like that for since 2019. And there has been no fire, so that's a good thing.